Welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Robert and Alex are joining us tonight. Sarah may or may not join us. She was trying to, but she just may not be able to make it work with her schedule. But Alex from Comics and Cinema Podcast, how are you, Alex?
Hey, doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Super happy to have both of you to preview Hawkeye, talk Matt Fraction's comic run, amongst other things. And I guess from Comics and Cinema, just about as many other places as we can find Robert is Robert from Comics and Cinema, if Alex will claim him. How are you doing tonight, Robert?
What's up, man? Good to see you guys.
Yeah, I think the last time I talked to Robert in a podcast format, I think was with the two of you guys and then with Mike and Mark Valentine over on Babu's freaking podcast talking about Star Wars Visions. I think that was the last time we all recorded together. Alex might have been on here a lot more recently than that. But anyway, let's get into it. Welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Things look a little bit different than they have in the past. We do have our new rebranded logo. Took our faces off of the logo. We want to have more of an around the horn feel, if you want to watch, go ESPN with it a little bit, where we can get just the best people for the topics on, and it gets all the other guys out of having that weekly commitment. So I think that's a good thing for kind of everybody. So thank you both for being our first guests on Earth's Mightiest Weirdos 2.0.
Nice.
Cool.
One thing sticking around from Earth's Mightiest Weirdos originally, however, we couldn't get rid of it. He's got to stick around, is the world according to Jax. Hey, Jax.
Hi, Dad.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How was hockey today?
It was fun.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Didn't seem like you had as much fun today.
It was harder.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to talk about Spider-Man, the trailer, which we did a short podcast video on last week after the trailer came out, right? Yeah. What did you think of the trailer?
I liked it a lot better. I like this one a lot better.
You like when they fight and beat each other up, right?
Yeah.
Which villain are you most excited to see?
I don't know yet.
Maybe Doc Ock?
Yeah, maybe.
You like Doc Ock, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then how many Spider-Man do you think there's going to be? One, two, or three?
Three.
Three. Oh, boy. Jax is going big.
Oh, I meant two.
Oh, just two.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Andrew Garfield, do you believe him, huh? He's not going to show up? All right. Well, now we're going to talk about Hawkeye. We're getting ready for Hawkeye. So Hawkeye comes out in 2 days. We're going to get two episodes. Do you like the character of Clint Barton?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like him more than you like the Hulk?
I'm not sure about that.
No, you definitely don't like it more than the Hulk. So what is your favorite Hawkeye moment from all of the MCU?
He does a really good job, and I'm not sure which part in the MCU is my favorite.
Okay. You like when he shoots arrows into people's faces?
Yeah.
All right. Are you excited for Hawkeye?
Yeah, I am.
All right. What about Kate Bishop? The girl Hawkeye.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, gonna be good, right? She has a dog.
Yeah.
You know the dog's name?
No.
Alex, can you help us with the dog's name?
Lucky.
Dog's name is Lucky.
Oh.
All right, so we're gonna watch Hawkeye. How many eyes do you think Lucky has? You want me to give you a hint? I'll put a picture of Lucky on the screen. How many eyes does Lucky have?
One.
Just one. Maybe Happy Gilmore's gator got the other. I wanna.
Yeah.
All right, Alex might be able to help us out with that too. All right, thanks, buddy.
Welcome, Dad.
And that is the world according to Jax. Thank you so much, everybody.
Good job, Jax.
All right. So, yeah, Andrew Garfield, he says he buys it. He's not coming. We'll see. Let's start right there with the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. This week in Marvel, we didn't get a ton, but we'll start with the trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. Alex, what did you make of said trailer?
I liked it. I thought they were very, they didn't show as much as I thought they were going to show, despite them showing quite a bit in regards to the villains. I was thinking in that last bit of the trailer, we would get the other Spider-Men, but they were smart. They're not playing their hand all the way, though I will say I was happy with the first trailer. I didn't think we needed a second, but it didn't make me go, oh man, I wish I hadn't watched it. So I'm glad.
It does seem like there's going to be just those two trailers. There's not going to be a ticket release trailer.
Perfect.
Robert, what about you?
Oh, I liked it. It's, just as much as I liked the first one. It wasn't like you know, mind blowing, nothing like that. Like, I'm glad they didn't give nothing away. I mean, yeah, it's good, cool to see Electro and all them, but I'm still just like going into it kind of blind, you know. So,
sorry, he doesn't know how to close the door when he leaves the room. We're going in fairly blind. I mean, we knew from Deadline and multiple other reports from a year ago that Jamie Foxx was going to be in this film. We knew from the first trailer Sandman was going to be there. Now we've seen Lizard, we've seen Sandman, we've seen Doc Ock, we've seen 5/6 of the Sinister Six. There's got to be a sixth one somewhere else. Do you have any inclination as to who the sixth might be? Alex looks like he's thought about this.
Yeah, it's Mephisto, man. we saw it in the poster.
And he's dressed up like Doctor Strange.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't know who. I feel like we talked about it for a bit. Oh, yeah. I said it would be cool if this would like be an opportunity. They've got that Kraven movie coming. Yeah. If they had Kraven be the sixth one and he comes in from a different universe, that would be pretty cool. But that's a lot to juggle, and Sony has not done well with juggling that many villains at once.
Do not try to convince me that Venom is a Sinister Six villain. Like, even if you're going to have Venom in there as the anti-hero or whatever, like, if you're going to have 5/6, like, you got to go 6 out of 6. I hope Michael Keaton's Vulture shows up. That would work for me.
That would be cool.
Robert, are Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire going to be in this film? Do you have one confident one way or the other?
I don't think so.
You don't think they will be?
No. I think it's just gonna be the villains, like kind of what Strange was saying in the trailer. Like, the only people that came through the portal were past villains that died. So
they're fated to die fighting Spider-Man. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kevin Feige's been talking in code for a while now. Alex, do you think I'm on Robert's side? I saw a meme the other day that just summed it up too much of Trevor Slattery in the cave in Shang-Chi, and he says, Morris says he's 90% confident that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to appear in this film. Oh, 19%. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, it won't shock me if they show up. I don't know if that Sony Brazil thing with the lizard getting punched in the by nothing, I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I don't buy it. I think the biggest surprise we might get is I think Doc Ock might be a hero and not a villain.
I did notice in the trailer, I watched it after I saw that thing, and all three of them are jumping at the one Spider-Man, but they're all looking straight ahead as they jump. And I don't remember if I saw Lizard's face move or not, but I don't know if I'll bet that they're going to be in there, but somebody is, whether it's them two or Miles or whoever. I feel like Sony has an opportunity they're going to try to use here. This is the last, I think, last solo movie that they've got under the contract, right? They've only got the one more team up movie with Tom Holland. So I feel like they'll try to make it count in that sense, right? That they've got, like, this is their go big or go home. So I think they're really playing it down purposefully so that it's a big end game level shock, like Holland says.
I'm very proud of Sony for playing this one close to the vest, because yes, I think they're very uncomfortable doing so. Main Munrutter says, have you seen the official poster from No Way Home and Far From Home? How Mysterio and Doctor Strange seem to be in identical stances. Something Strange is a long con for Mysterio. I think Mysterio's done. I don't think we're going to be seeing any more barf or anything from Mysterio, but I could be wrong. I think Jake Gyllenhaal was really good in that role. I liked the character of Mysterio a lot. I would love if he came back, but I want the stakes to kind of stick around where he's gone. So we'll get into it. The only other real big thing from Marvel this past week, and Robert, I'm going to go to you on this. From, I guess most recently, he was in Defy Bloods. We're getting Delroy Lindo has been cast in the Blade series or Blade movie or whatever Blade is going to be. Mm-hmm. Robert, are you a fan of Delroy Lindo? Are you excited to get him in the MCU?
Man, I liked him, and you know, he's been in a lot of Spike Lee stuff, so I think he's a really good actor. So I'm excited to see him. I'm just curious what he's going to do.
For me, like, the premier Delroy Lindo role is as the detective in Gone in 60 Seconds. That's constantly chasing after Nicolas Cage. That is who Delroy Lindo is for me. Alex, did this one move the needle for you at all?
I mean, I most recently saw him in The Harder They Fall. He played Bass Reeves, which was actually kind of cool because he would, you know, the Bass Reeves from Watchmen as well was pretty cool. But I've got no feelings for him. I like him a lot as an actor, everything I've seen him in, I've enjoyed, but I have no idea who he could be. And I'm just glad to see that he's, you know, going to be in the MCU.
We are well beyond spoiler territory. We know who's going to be kind of hanging out with Blade a little bit there as well from the post-credit scene in Eternals. Do you think Black Knight will make his appearance in the Blade film, or do you think we'll go Disney Plus route there?
That's a good question. I would wonder what show that, because when, I mean, I guess we don't have a release date yet for Blade, so we don't know when it's coming, but it would have to be, if anything, it would be in that Halloween special. Just of the stuff that's been announced so far, I don't see where the Black Knight would fit in any of the others. But I could see him being in Blade. I mean, if you want to set yourselves apart from the Wesley Snipes Blade, like, go this route by bringing in, like, Black Knight and Werewolf by Night and Moon Knight and all the other knights and all their blades and have them all together. Like, that's way, I think, would be super cool comparatively to those older movies.
I think we're going to get our first glimpse of Blade in Moon Knight. I think that he's going to at least have some sort of appearance in Moon Knight. You don't announce the casting of Mahershala Ali that early at Comic-Con of 2019 if you're just going to wait until his first film. I'm excited to get weird, to get spooky a little bit, and I think Moon Knight's going to be the perfect spot to go ahead on this one, Alex, real quick. Patrick says, what Halloween special?
Oh, so we don't know a lot about it, only that they announced almost like the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special that they're planning to do a Halloween special. And all we know is that, is it confirmed that Diego Luna is going to be Werewolf by Night, or only that he was cast? Or no, is it, what is his name? Garcia Bernal? Daniel Garcia Bernal. One of the two of them is in it. I don't think they confirmed who is going to be Werewolf by Night, but they're saying a Halloween special focused on Werewolf.
I think it's Diego Luna.
I know it's one of the two because they're like best friends. So I remember, might be that Diego Luna is the only one left that hasn't been there. So
yeah. So we don't know when that's coming. It's going to be October of 23, correct?
I don't even think they've got a date on it. But that sounds about right. It would probably be really far out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think the first special we're going to get is the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, which will be about a year from now. All right. And there was one more piece of breaking news. Kevin Feige let a secret drop. He doesn't do that a lot. And it was obviously very calculated. It's nice to have Scarlett Johansson back in the fold of Marvel Studios. She's working on a secret project as an executive producer. My bet would be on something regarding Yelena Belova or some characters out of the Black Widow universe. She's not coming back as far as we know. All right, so let's get into it. Talking about Hawkeye again, that will premiere in about 24 plus 6, 30 hours from now, 3 a.m. Eastern, Wednesday morning. So happy Thanksgiving. First, happy Thanksgiving to our audience. Happy Thanksgiving to the two of you. No better way to celebrate Thanksgiving than getting our very first official at Christmas time MCU Christmas story. It looks like it's Die Hard in the MCU, and I'm super stoked about it. We know one of the main characters very, very well. He was introduced in 2011's Thor as Clint Barton as Hawkeye. He then was on the wrong side for 2/3 of the Avengers film. Now he's been around for a very, very long time, gave us a very heartbreaking scene to begin Avengers Endgame. We know Clint Barton extremely well. So Robert, we're going to start with you. We wanted to talk about our top 5 favorite Clint Barton moments in the MCU.
We're doing all 5 at once?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there ain't that many. To be honest, I'll say I get two off the bat was Civil War when, you know, he told T'Challa his name is Clinton. He didn't care because I didn't care either. And then, to round that up in Endgame, you know, when he said, calls his name to give him the gauntlet, that was cool.
Yep.
The Age of Ultron speech was good. You know, the one to Wanda.
Yep.
I guess the the first Avengers when like him and Nat, you know, get back together after he gets his memory back was pretty cool. And then I guess the last one, the best one to me is when he was fighting the Outriders in the tunnel when he had the gauntlet. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Alex, how about you?
And I know I was telling you beforehand, same thing, that when you said to come up with five, I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to be able to do this. But I did watch that Legends episode, and surprisingly, five magically appeared. So I've got the boomerang arrow in Avengers. I loved that scene in the movies, specifically because that was around the same time that this Matt Fraction run came on. And so I feel like that was like the first time you got to see what Hawkeye could do. And the fact that like he shoots this arrow so far and it curves around and lands on the shield helicarrier was just the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
The mind control, not a fan in Age of Ultron. Loved that bit because everyone complained about him not getting any screen time in the last movie. So that was great. And he kind of was like the father in that movie, which I liked.
Did he complain?
The what?
I said, did everyone complain or did Renner complain?
He certainly did. I know I did because I wanted to see some more Hawkeye and all we got was it. So maybe it was just me screaming into the void. And then, so yeah, if you step out that door, you're an Avenger. I loved that scene. I thought that was phenomenal too. I've got Clint getting Scarlet Witch in Civil War. I loved that scene as well. That was one of my favorite scenes in the movie, just because I love Wanda. But him coming in and saying, you know, you can sit around here and mope, or you can do something and get off your ass. I loved that. And I loved that he went toe to toe with Vision. And even though Vision wasn't, you know, trying, it still was cool to see him, you know, be brave about that. And then the final one was Clint sacrificing himself in Endgame. I watched that scene again, or it was on Legends, and I forgot like just how powerful that scene was. Part of me wishes he'd have been able to pull it off, but you know, Nat's that much better than him to be able to stop him. But I love that he was willing to sacrifice himself.
Yep, I agree. I've got three of my five were mentioned. The two that weren't. The first one is that tracking shot scene in Avengers Endgame when we meet Ronan. That tracking shot that they filmed. It took place in Tokyo. That scene is really cool. I like the dark side of Hawkeye a little bit, and I expect we're going to explore more of who Ronan was during the blip. I'm sure he's got regrets for what he did during that time. Maybe he doesn't. I would love to just get more explanation as to who Ronan was and everything. It looks like Hailee Steinfeld is wearing that costume, kind of trying to be him a little bit. So I would expect we're going to sort through that. And then my number one favorite, it always will be because of my love for the Lord of the Rings films, is Clench Up Legolas and having to be carried by Tony Stark to the top of the building. I love it. He's an integral part to that tracking shot in Avengers, which is still probably the best scene in any MCU film for me. I love that film. I love that scene so much. That 45 seconds that ends with the Hulk punching Thor. Like, it's great. It's great. So Mark says that Hawkeye doesn't get the respect he deserves in the MCU.
This is his redemption round. This show. This is the attention that he deserves. And I bet he goes out with a bang in it.
Well, that's the thing, is like they were announcing Disney Plus shows and they go, we get She-Hulk, all right. Moon Knight, yes. Miss Marvel, all right. Hawkeye, oh, all right. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't love Jeremy Renner, but I'm very, very excited about this show. Hailee Steinfeld as Kate Bishop looks like she's going to be an absolute blast. I cannot wait for it. Maiden Munrunner, let me pull this back up, says, quote, direct from Google, Gail Garcia Bernal has been cast as the lead of MCU's Halloween special, rumored to be all about Werewolf by Night. Maybe he more than likely would be at that point, Werewolf by Night. All right. So he made the Hurt Locker is what Mark says.
Yeah.
Okay. Not wrong.
I mean, Hurt Locker's good. I haven't watched it in a long time. I would assume it's aged well.
It has.
All right. Well, we'll get into, let's talk about the show first, and then we'll talk about kind of what we expect to see from the show, and these kind of things are going to blend together. So first and foremost, we've talked about Clint. Oh, no, wait. Before we get into it, I want to ask the two of you, Robert, Barton Family Farm, like it, love it, take it or leave it. What do you think of the Barton Family Farm storyline? From Avengers Age of Ultron. Did not work for you.
No, it didn't work.
Okay. Alex?
When I first watched it, no, it didn't work. And a few times after that as well, it was kind of cringe. But as I've aged, I think it's aged a little bit better in terms of showing a side of Clint that we haven't gotten to see in the comics or in the movies, which was nice. But it feels very out of place in that movie. So it's like, where else would you put it? But I appreciate it for what it is.
I appreciate it now. Very much like the entire film, Avengers Age of Ultron. I have much more an appreciation for it now, especially with the characters of Wanda. And everything around Quicksilver and Hawkeye really works for me. Of I could do it, nobody would know. Like, oh, yeah, he got shot in the back. Like, all that was good. The Barton family farm stuff, I just didn't love it. Now, especially with the heartbreaking scene we got to begin Avengers Endgame, and his motivations throughout Avengers Endgame, and I would assume his motivations through this series, that it's going to play well for me. So again, it's kind of diehard, the MCU version. We know where we stand with Hawkeye, who he is, what he is. But Alex, who is Kate Bishop?
That's a question, a long question, but for the short of it, Kate Bishop is, I don't know how they're going to display her in the MCU, but in the comics, she is essentially like a trust fund child. Her father is really rich, and I think her mom kind of is too, or at least is just riding his coattails. But so she's an expert archer. And I think part of that is just because they had the money to train her. She'd been training her whole life. And then she kind of got into this position where she kept trying to one-up Hawkeye and, you know, prove that she is the true Hawkeye, which I think kind of came around in the comics after Captain America passed away or was killed back in 2005. But she's so interesting. So like she essentially is like his partner in crime in the comic series, which is what we're seeing here too, that, you know, Hawkeye inspired her to become Hawkeye in a sense. But at the same time, she still kind of is like, I want to be better than you, than him. But she's very snarky. She's very funny. She's really smart. And she's also an expert detective. So we'll see if any of that comes out.
Robert, based off of what you know of Kate Bishop from has anybody else written Kate Bishop other than Matt Fraction? Or did
she's been passed around a couple of times now in other writers. Kelly Thompson did some really good run with her where she was a private eye in LA.
Okay. Robert, what do you expect from Hailee Steinfeld as Kate Bishop?
For the show, I mean, pretty much the same thing Alex says. She's, you know, I think she's just a fan of Hawkeye's, gets in with the wrong crowd, like wearing the Ronin stuff. Because I think pulled from that Matt Fraction run, I think he's pissed off a bunch of people, and there's going to be like a whole bunch of syndicates or gangs getting together, hiring a hitman to come get him. But she's the one wearing the Ronin outfit, so they're gonna go after her, and he has to like help her out, save her.
Yeah, so. That's kind of what I feel like too. Is people are gonna go back after Ronin for what he was doing during, and he feels the obligation to do it. But we also have a friend of hers, and his name is Lucky. We talked about him earlier. Lucky has one eye. Mm-hmm. He is a golden retriever that is always by Kate Bishop's side. Does Lucky have any special powers, Alex?
Yeah, I guess you could say he kind of does. He has the unique ability to not die, is not an official power, though I'm sure some of our fans out there listening will be really happy to hear that. No, that's kind of how they come to get Lucky is in the story. Lucky is actually the dog of those tracksuit mafia guys. And they're like terrible owners to the dog. They're pretty abusive. And I think at one point they chase it out into the street and it gets hit by a car. And Hawkeye is like nearby or something. And he, you know, all banged up. You think the dog's dead. And he takes the dog to the doctor's office. He knows nothing about this dog. And if I'm remembering right, too, is that the dog's actual name, Arrow, which was like, no way, this is perfect. But then, you know, they call it Lucky. And the doctor's like, you know, we can't really do anything about this dog. Like, it's beat up. It's beaten to a pulp sort of thing. It's missing an eye now. And he's just like, no, like he's basically projecting himself. Cause Hawkeye's the same way of like, he'll be okay. Just, you know, do the work on him. Cause he's all banged up too. And Lucky ends up being fine. And then it happens like two more times in the run too, where he just keeps getting hurt and he's fine by the end of it. So a very, very cool dog that actually gets an entire issue dedicated to, like, from the dog's perspective, which is really cool.
I thought he was Kate's dog this entire time. So I missed
that. Maybe in the show he is.
It would make sense too, because in the comic, you know, it stays with Clint for a while, but then when she goes to, I think when she goes to LA, she takes Lucky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like the dog kind of just follows her around. Yeah.
We seem to be arranging the Pet Avengers. I mean, we're going to go DC League of Super Pets. I saw a trailer for that before I saw Ghostbusters this weekend. They've got a lot of good voice talent. Man, I just don't know how good that movie's going to be. But, I mean, if you give me a movie with Fanny, who's Yelena's dog, and Alligator Loki, like, as long as you have Alligator Loki, like, life's good. At that
They also have something like that in the comics, right, Alex? The Matt Fraction one, like, with the little Christmas special with
all the pets. Winter Friends.
Yeah, the Winter Friends.
That's it. Another one of the issues. And they're all animals that are kind of the Avengers, and one of them is a dog that has no powers, and that is the one that's Hawkeye.
See, they're self-aware. I mean, that's pretty great. We don't know who the main villains are other than the Tracksuit Gang, like you were talking about. What is their official name? The Tracksuit.
They call them the Tracksuit Mafia. They're basically like the Russian mob.
Okay. Yeah, but like looking from the trailer, I don't think it's all Russians. I think they just like spread it out. They're all kind of different. Yeah.
I just want guys running around the streets with triple CP like on their chest. Just like it's 1980s Miracle versus Miracle on Ice hockey stuff. Yeah. So we know that Yelena Belova, Florence Pugh's character from Black Widow, is going to appear in some manner or another. We don't know what role she is in. That actually came out before Black Widow even appeared. Robert, we know that she's coming after Clint Barton, at least for a little bit of time, because she's of the belief, because Contessa Valentina Allegra de Fontaine told her so, that he's the reason that Black Widow is dead. I can't imagine we get out of this show with Yelena still believing Hawkeye's the enemy here, but how much do you think we're going to get Yelena in this show, Robert?
Probably not that much. I don't think maybe towards the second half, like it probably doesn't take her long to figure out that he didn't kill Nat. So maybe in the back half, I think.
My question is, like, she's been told stories throughout Black Widow of Clint Barton and who Clint Barton is. Does she just take Val at her word? I expect Yelena to do at least a little bit of homework and kind of what happened. They know that, I mean, it seems like the portals battle and everything was kind of broadcast on CNN, for lack of a better term. So it seems like everybody would know the sacrifice that she made. So I really don't know. You're not going to be able to get too much of a story of Yelena hating Clint for killing Natasha, because I feel like that information's out there. Alex, what do you expect to get from Yelena in this series?
Yeah, I kind of gotten that at the end of the movie too, is like she's smart, she knows how to do things, and at the same time too, I feel like it's an old trope to where someone does that, like, hey, you need to kill this person, and they just go, oh, okay, I'll do that. Like, she's gonna look into it and she's gonna take into consideration everything her sister told her. But at the same time too, I feel like she needs to just know for herself, because she's seen all these good things that Hawkeye's done. And maybe she's like, well, maybe Val has something. She at least needs to know that he didn't kill her. And that's, you know, a 5-minute conversation where he explains what happened on Vormir and cries. And, you know, she's like, oh, he's telling the truth. And then from there, you're good. But, you know, from that point, it's like, okay, well, so what else is she good for in this show? Like, you can't just have her come and do that. She's probably going to join them on a fight or something. But I imagine, and this is fan casting at this point, if that's what it's called, but, like, you know, I seen the comments too about Echo. That's 4 people already that could comprise a team in the show to take down a mafia or a villain by the end of the season. So maybe they just all tag team at the very end and we get little snippets at little bits where she pops in an episode, Echo pops in an episode, and then we see them all together at the end of the season. That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, that's what I think, because like even in the Fraction run, like people just pop in here and there.
Yeah.
Like not like through the whole series.
Yeah.
So you walk me right into it. Alacqua Cox is the actress playing Maya Lopez. Is that correct? That's
Echoes.
She's going to be our first Native American superhero in the MCU, which is a big deal. We know she's getting a spinoff series of her own, which all the more reason makes me believe Hawkeye might be a one and done. We don't know that for sure, but we're going to kind of speculate on that a little bit at the end. But Alex, who is Echo? What kind of powers does she have? Do you know the answer to that question?
Yeah. So she's got a very interesting background as well. I've been a huge fan of her. She was in a really good Moon Knight series that Brian Michael Bendis did. So I wouldn't be surprised if she showed up in that series too. She kind of helps out Moon Knight, but she is the adopted daughter of Kingpin. So anyone who's possibly, you know, rooting for certain people to show up in the show, if they choose to go that route, I'm not sure exactly of the backstory. I just know the fact, but she's deaf, but she's kind of like, she's similar to Daredevil, where, you know, all of her other senses are kind of heightened. She's an expert athlete, but then the other thing is she's kind of like a mimic. So she's a little bit like Taskmaster, where she has like photographic reflexes and can, you know, copy other people. So she's a really good fighter. And there's a bunch of other stuff about her too recently, like she became the Phoenix recently. But I'm very excited to see her. I'm glad they're giving her a whole show too, because there's a lot there. They don't use her a lot in the comics, but when they do, she's always a good story.
Robert, I'm going to be honest. I probably could have done a better job at giving you guys a more detailed outline, but that's what's so fun about the show is Alex can say something about being the adopted daughter of Kingpin and we can go from there. Robert, have you seen who's been very, very interested in the release of the Hawkeye series on Twitter?
I have not.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Okay.
Is very, very interested in the release of Hawkeye on Twitter. Vincent D'Onofrio within the Marvel Universe was Kingpin in the Daredevil series. It sure seems to me like that could be something that pops up. Vincent D'Onofrio doesn't seem to really comment on any matters within the MCU unless Hawkeye is involved. So it'd be cool. Is he involved in the Tracksuit Mafia?
Yes. I mean, not directly. He's not in any way related to the Mafia, but he's in the series and gets very frustrated with the antics of Kate and Clint and eventually tries to get all of the underground mafias. So like, you know, the Tracksuit Mafia, the Owl, I'm trying to think of some of the others. Kate Bishop's dad was one of them as well. And like the cabal of people that are agreeing, we're going to take down the Hawkeyes. So you see him in like two issues for very brief moments, but if they do it right, anytime there's anything taking place in New York City and it's like in the seedy underbelly of New York City, Kingpin should be involved because he kind of is in charge of all that, just like in Daredevil.
Well, that's what we talked about on the podcast with the Matt Fraction run was like, you hope this sets up like some kind of Defenders, aspect of the MCU. That would be pretty cool because like, if you're introducing Kingpin, then there's got to be a way to bring in like Daredevil or, you know, Luke Cage or somebody else like that.
Yeah. If the character of Matt Murdock is not played by Charlie Cox, like I don't even have that big of an affinity for the Daredevil series, but Charlie Cox is Matt Murdock to me. If he actually appears in Spider-Man No Way Home, if Kingpin appears in this series, like seems to at least be possible, they could be hitting a fast track on bringing Daredevil into the series, and this would be a fun way to do it, especially if you're going to have it taking place in New York City. Robert, do you want to see somebody like Kingpin introduced in this series, or would you like a little more fanfare and for it to not come out of left field so much?
No, I would like to see Kingpin. I think it'd be pretty cool, man. Like I think it was set up, like I said, like the more grounded MCU, not just like Sam Wilson or something like that, like what Alex was saying, like more like New York based underbelly, you know, underground like mafia stuff would be pretty cool. Like that's what I think this whole thing is setting up in the first place for those 5 years where you know he was out taking out Yakuza or whoever else, Mexican mafia and stuff like that. Like they're all coming together, hire like one hitman that's going after him and Kate Bishop. That's what I think. Like what they had in the comics. That was the clown's name. I forget the clown's name, Alex.
That was his name. Well, what was his name? Like Koza or
Koza or something like that. Yeah, yeah,
but the clown.
Maybe they'll rename the clown Fizbo. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Or Joker.
Or Joker. Just go right for it. Last thing that I have that I want to talk about as we're previewing this series, that Echo character sounds absolutely fantastic. The fact that they're spinning that off into a series, I'm very excited for her appearance. That's going to be really cool. Alex, do you have any expectations for Rogers the Musical?
No, I don't. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I'm not a, I enjoy musicals, and when I'm watching them, I like them, but I'm not a big musical guy. So when I saw that scene, I was like, oh, that's cool. If they actually do, and it sounds like they are, some songs and stuff, that's really cool. But I have no expectations for it at all, other than I hope it's funny. I hope it has some parts where I giggle.
That was the most like actual doorbell I've ever heard. In my life. Somebody at the pizza delivery. It's always
busy here. My bad.
No, you're fine. No need to apologize. Robert, do you have any expectations for Rogers the Musical? Do you hope we see a decent amount of it?
I think it's just going to be like a funny recap of like MCU as a whole. That would be pretty funny. That's about it.
I think it'll be a fun take on it, but we have Rogers the Musical on Broadway. We are getting a Captain America Statue of Liberty overhaul in Spider-Man No Way Home. They are all about Brooklyn in Steve Rogers. Maya says in quotes, "You didn't see that coming." She really likes that particular spot of Quicksilver poking fun at Hawkeye. My last question for our Hawkeye preview, Robert, do you expect Clint Barton to make it out of this series alive and well and still in the role?
Alive, yeah, but maybe retired and handing the torch over, but not, yeah, just retired. Not. I don't think he's going to die or anything like that.
Do you see this being Jeremy Renner's final time playing the character?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Alex, what about you?
Yeah, I think that's for the best. And just in terms of, you know, he's one of those characters where there's only so much juice in the tank that you can give in terms of stories. And we've gotten so much from him now that I actually saw Legends and saw all of that. So this will be good. We've got 6 hours with him, something like that. And I think it'll be a good send off to pass the torch to Kate. And then maybe he comes back in, you know, 5 years or something.
Piano Rob's not on the show this evening. He says, "Hear me out. Cap and Thor start a whole Broadway series, Rogers and Hammerstein."
Okay.
Nice. But you need like a beer stein.
That's a good one, Rob. Honestly, I like that one. That one's great. Patrick says, "One article recently stated there will be one song single released from the Rogers the Musical, whether it is a whole sequence or not in the show will be a different story." Yeah, they could give maybe a 40-second clip in the show and then release the full song.
And it'll be number one on the charts like Agatha was, and that'll be the new song everybody loves.
Nothing will ever replace Agatha All Along, at least until Agatha House of Harkness comes out. Alex, thank you so much for joining us, Alex and Robert. I apologize. I was lost in my train of thought there. Alex and Robert, thank you so much for joining us to get ready for Hawkeye. We have two episodes premiering this Wednesday. Best way to ring in Thanksgiving by celebrating Christmas. Alex, Alex, anything you need to plug?
Don't forget the Thanksgiving holiday is a holiday and should be celebrated as such. We've all got plenty of Christmas afterwards. No, nothing big right now. Comics and cinema. We just had our Frankenstein episode, and that was really fun to record. And we're going to be doing a Harder They Fall episode with one of our listeners in the comments here. I'll leave that a secret. We'll reveal that when it comes. But that's about it for right now.
Robert, you have been on the other end of my phone for the last little while, giving me pointers to help my wife get started on digital art creation. Mm-hmm. If people want to follow your art, Robert, how can they do so?
Just look at it on Instagram. Hopefully you like it. That's all I got to say.
It is well worth following. It is my Apple TV screensaver. Absolutely great stuff. Still, Ahsoka is the background on my desktop. I don't think it's ever going to go away. But you can follow Robert on Instagram at Clouser with a K, Clouser period Robert, to follow that there. For me, United We Fan, we will have another episode. We had an episode drop just last week on the Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC. It may go for a mistrial because the defense attorney was part of the jury. We will also have a new episode coming out this week talking about the entire quadrilogy but mostly about Avengers. That's a quadrilogy as well, about Ghostbusters Afterlife. So Mark and I both saw Ghostbusters over the weekend. Great, great film. There was a lot to talk about in it. It was fun to break down. So United We Fan, we'll be doing that. Babu's freaking podcast just dropped today as well. Nice. I talked about The Rise of Skywalker and what I don't like about that film.
Oh, I got to hear it.
Sounds like it's going to be a short episode then, huh?
Yes, super short, super short. All right. Well, until next time, for all time.
Always.
Always.